The beginning of the Gospel of John that we've just read has, as you know, had been for centuries the last Gospel, read at every Mass until the Second Vatican Council. It is filled with mystery, but mysteries of our faith, as we've said more than once, are not only to be believed, they are to be, as far as we can, understood. What is John telling us? He is telling us that the eternal God, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who brought the world out of nothing into being, became a child. His divinity he shared with the Father and the Holy Spirit from all eternity. His flesh he received, and more than any of us, because Christ had no human father, he received from his mother. What then are we being told? We are being told that the child in Mary's arms on Christmas Day, the one she fed and clothed, the one we may be sure she taught, this is the Word of God. She taught the Word of God to speak. This child that later on preached, worked miracles, who lived a life of unsurpassing holiness, was God. So what is the lesson? The lesson is that whatever that Jesus, the man from Nazareth, did, spoke, did not do, or did not speak, all the virtues he practiced, all the patience and humility and chastity and obedience and kindness and mercy, all of that is the infinite God revealing his divine attributes in human form. The imitation of Christ, as by now we so casually say, is no mere imitation. It is trying to duplicate in our lives the way Jesus as man behaved, so that following his example as man, we might be modeling our lives on God. Jesus, our God, you came into the world for many reasons, but none more fundamental than that we might reflect on your virtues, what you did, what you said, how you behaved, so that by following your example, we might be becoming more and more like you, our God, who became man, that we might one day celebrate Christmas with you for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.